You are with Phoenix FM here at Stand and Calling, and I'm joined now by the lads from Flight. Good afternoon, gents.
Hello.
First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Will.
I'm Sam.
I'm John.
And I'm Nick.
Right. Good to have you all with us. Now, this is not your first time at Stand and Calling. You've done it a few times, I believe.
Yeah, it was one of our, when we were first together, it was one of our first festivals, actually. So it's nice to be back again. It's a good one. It's a good festival.
Indeed. I do remember seeing you here back in, I think it was 2014. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, with your keyboard sounds drifting out from the second stage. Sounded very good. Now you guys, you hail from Hackney originally, I think, isn't it?
That's where we're from, yeah, Hackney.
Excellent. And so how did you get together originally and when?
Well, we got together... Well, John and I got together at school, so that's nice. So we've been together a long time. And we went through various incarnations, but we met Sam, who, when he joined, we became Flight. We met Sam when he was busking on the tube, actually. We were looking out for a fourth member, and he was singing beautifully down one of the tunnels on the Central Line. And we got him to join after that.
Excellent, good stuff. Now, I should ask you, are you named after the chocolate bar?
We can be if you want us to. But actually, no, it's from a book called Brideshead Revisited. So an Evelyn Waugh novel. And it's a character called Sebastian Flight. And then we took the name from that. That's why it's spelt Flyte in that pretentious way.
I'm glad you clarified that. Because anyone trying to Google you might right now, goodness knows where they're going to end up.
Well, they'll end up at a levitating light bulb. That's the main flight after us.
good stuff.
The chocolate bar is obsolete now.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I'm probably showing my age by talking about that. How would you guys describe your sound? Because I think it's very different to a lot of the other stuff out there.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going for. I think we're all singers, so we all sing four-part harmony a lot of the time. So that's kind of one of the things that we do and we try and exploit in every track. And it's sort of, I don't know, we've got like a lot of different influences, a lot of new wave influences, and sort of the songwriting is a bit more kind of classic, a bit more, you know, 60s-y. But we're trying to make it all a bit more modern and sort of keep the synth sounds modern, but yeah.
Excellent, good stuff. Now, you guys have been really busy recently because I saw you performing at Latitude Festival just recently. Have you had the chance to play a lot of other places as well?
Yeah, we've been doing plenty of festivals. I think when summer comes around, all the bands come out of the woodwork and they do all their festivals, you know, sometimes three a weekend. But actually, we've been playing it easier than normal this summer because we have an album coming out next month. And it's actually our debut with a major label, and so we're kind of putting all our focus on putting that out and putting it out right and making sure people kind of receive it in the right way, and it's just exciting times.
Excellent, good stuff. And you've got a few more gigs coming up soon as well, so tell us about what's coming up there.
Gig-wise, it's going to be quite busy because the record comes out at the end of next month, the end of August, August 25th. Plug the hell out of that. and from that day, we're going to go around the UK and play all these different record stores. I think we wrote some handwritten letters to, I'd say, about 50 record stores.
They're supposed to think they're special. That's the whole point.
Yeah, hopefully none of the record stores will hear that. But
individuals, handwritten. Yeah, they had their own identity. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm glad we clarified that
because it took us a long time. So let's not downplay that. But we'll be doing that, and then we'll be going straight out on our headline UK tour across the UK, and then we'll be going off and playing Europe, and then coming back and playing the UK again with a band called Lemon Twigs.
Excellent, good stuff. And your recent songs have been attracting a lot of attention from a lot of radio stations, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean it feels like it's especially this last one, Cathy Come Home, has been really well received, which is good to hear because it was the one we kind of thought maybe we'd go a little further with the arrangement and kind of maybe go on a bit more of a journey. The verse is in a different time signature or a different tempo to the chorus, and you know, lots of key changing and sort of, you know, slightly fun kind of playful stuff we were enjoying doing at the time. We were a bit worried that would be a bit, I don't know, might be a bit much.
It's not really a radio record, is it? Like, and so it's kind of, yeah, it's a nice surprise that people are actually
Like, yeah. Yes. There's people hearing it a lot on the radio at the moment. Where will people be able to get the album from?
Oh, from fine record stores everywhere.
Fine record stores everywhere, and all the other places like Spotify and iTunes, and actually, I think that's it, probably. Deezer as well.
It's better if people.
I don't know what Deezer is either. But.
Yeah. We know what Deezer is. Deezer, what is it? Deezer, Apple. God, there's a lot of different ways you can hear it.
All the main places. All the different places.
Excellent. Remind us where people can find out more about Flight.
Well, you can find out more online if you go on Facebook/Flight Band, and remembering that Flight is spelled F-L-Y-T-E, and on Instagram and Twitter and all the other places on the interweb that you would find something.
Excellent, good stuff. Well, thanks so much for chatting to us today, gents, and good luck with the show today. Good luck with the album promotion and the record store tour and going around Europe. I think the world's going to be seeing a lot more of you guys soon. And personally, I can't wait for it.
Hey, thank you very much.
Cheers.